Dr. Pinsky dictating Amount IME. I'm Thomas Zymanski, S-Z-Y-M-A-N-S-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Zymanski as described in the reports cited above, where they pertain to injuries he sustained at work on 7/26/12. He's now a 61-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 6/27/22. On that occasion, a Great Dane dog bit his right forearm. He went to Meridian Hospital emergency room afterwards. He developed an infection that required surgery on his forearm, but he's no longer receiving any active treatment. He explains that he is seeking additional treatment for the neck injury he sustained in 2012. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Zymanski was seen at WorkNet on 6/28/22. They noted he had been seen in the emergency room since the dog bite. He was up to date with his tetanus vaccine. The dog was reportedly up to date with the rabies vaccine, according to his owner. Exam showed puncture marks to the dorsum of the right forearm with marked swelling, erythema, and tenderness, concentrated to the proximal one-third. Pretty had pain with active range of motion of hand and wrist and passive range of motion as well. There is no purulent drainage or visible foreign body. He was diagnosed with an infected dog bite to the right forearm, for which local wound care was advised. He was prescribed Augmentin. He was also seen on 6/28/22 by a hand specialist named Dr. Ruskin, R-U-S-K-I-N. Diagnosed cellulitis from an infected dog bite to the right forearm. He performed what seems to be incision and drainage procedure. He noted two wounds on the right proximal dorsal forearm. They were closed with no drainage. X-rays of the right forearm were done on 6/28/22. It showed no fracture or malalignment, but there was diffuse soft tissue swelling about the forearm. Another consultation was performed on 6/29/22 by Dr. Findura, F-I-N-D-U-R-A. He was status post debridement at the bedside. So far his gram stain was negative. His pulses were intact. They discussed the progression of use of antibiotic medication. On 6/29/22, x-rays of the right forearm, as well as radius and ulna, what were done. They showed soft tissue injury at the proximal to the mid-radial aspect of the forearm. There was diffuse soft tissue swelling, but no radio opaque foreign bodies or fractures or dislocations. period. In paragraph on 7.6.22, he returned to Dr. Ruskin with an improved appearance of the wound with no drainage. Period, the swelling had also decreased. Period. He diagnosed an abscess of the right forearm, for which an MRI was ordered. Period. MRI of the forearm was done on 7/15/22 to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. Dr. Ruskin followed his progress over the next few months. Period. On 11/15/22, he performed removal of right forearm mass. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right forearm mass. Period. Dr. Ruskin saw him in follow-up through 11/29/22. He noted the pathology report showed chronic inflammation but no malignancies. Period. The sutures were removed. Period. He was going to return in 1 month to make sure he had fully recovered from the surgery. Period. It does not appear that he did so. Physical exam, extremities upper. Inspection revealed a rough texture and callus formation on his hands and fingers, consistent with his job. Period. There was a healed scar on the right proximal third of the right forearm, measuring 3/4 of an inch in length. Period. It was thin, linear, without any palpable masses. Period. He was mildly tender to palpation. Period. There were also many old scars and new abrasions on both upper extremities, also from his occupation. Period. He had sharp olecranon processes bilaterally that have been present since childhood. Period. The rest of that section. Old hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Impressions. On 6/27/22, Thomas Szymanski was bitten in the right forearm by a large dog. Period. He was seen at the emergency room that same day, who initiated him on treatment. Period. He followed up at WorkNet the following day. Period. He had extensive further treatment on 6/28/22, and may in fact have been hospitalized. Period. He had an incision and a drainage procedure done by Dr. Ruskin at the bedside. Period. He had an MRI postoperatively on 7/15/22 to be inserted. Period. Surgery was done on 11/15/22 to be inserted. Period. The pathology from that surgery was remarkable only for chronic inflammation and no neoplasms. Period. He eventually also followed up at WorkNet through 10/31/22 when he was taking Augmentin and using Eupirocin topical ointment and bacitracin. Period. He was transferred back to the hand surgeon and infectious disease for a reevaluation and continued management as soon as possible. Period. There was no obvious deep infection or drainable abscess detected on physical exam, but this may be present. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found a healed scar by the right proximal forearm consistent with his dog bite and subsequent surgery. Period. There were no signs of infection such as erythema, swelling, warmth or tenderness, palpation. Period. He had full range of motion of the extremities appeared to be skin changes consistent with him participating in physically rigorous manual activities. Period. New paragraph, there actually would be 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. He complains only of some residual pain when he lifts excessive weights, but this only lasts briefly. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.